Governor Bill Walker announced 5 nominations to the State Board of Fish and Game today. On the list again this year for a fish board seat is Robert Ruffner of Kenai, who would replace Fritz Johnson, a commercial fisherman from Dillingham. If confirmed, it will be the first time the fish board would not have a member from Bristol Bay. KDLG's Molly Dishner has more.
News of the governor's appointments to the fish board fell with a thud in the home of the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery.
Now, this is a sad day for Bristol Bay. I mean, fisheries is everybody's livelihood in Bristol Bay, and I'm very disappointed in the governor's action.
That's Robin Samuelson, a lifelong Bristol Bay fisherman who wears many hats in the region. Remember when President Obama stopped in Dillingham? It was Samuelson who rode with him in the limo during the 3-hour tour. Samuelson had just gotten to Juneau when the nominations were announced and said he was headed to pay Governor Walker a visit shortly after. Bristol Bay has come to expect a seat at the table, and that Walker was opting not to reappoint Fritz Johnson of Dillingham was a clear disappointment.
I feel like the governor stabbed Bristol Bay in the back. We've had a board of fish member from Bristol Bay since a little after statehood. I could see him replacing Fritz, but it would seem that with having the biggest herring fishery in the state of Alaska, having the biggest salmon fishery in the world, that would be afforded a board of fish member that's knowledgeable about the fishery.
Johnson, a drift fisherman in the bay, was appointed to the board in 2013, replacing Vince Webster of King Salmon. The bay's lineage on the board of fish does date to 1975, when the Fish and Game boards were split. Johnson made news in 2015 when he was cited for commercial fishing 3 minutes past a closure. He pleaded guilty and was fined $1,500 for the violation. The incident wasn't good optics for a member of the board that sets fisheries regulations. Was it bad enough to block his reappointment? Walker says not necessarily.
That's been brought up, but that wasn't a deciding factor for me.
In Johnson's place, Walker tapped Robert Ruffner, former executive director of the nonprofit Kenai Watershed Forum.
I just wanted a little bit different balance, not necessarily of user groups, but a regional balance a little bit. Certainly wouldn't look at this as a trend in any way, but I think that there's a lot of angst in the Cook Inlet Peninsula region, and I looked at the individual. Both were quite obviously quite good. Fritz is very good. He's been a good board member, and I look at Robert Ruffner, and I look at his. I think what he brings to the board, and I just felt I needed to have a little bit of a shift.
That was fitting for Groundhog's Day. Walker put Ruffner up last year, but he was blocked by resistance from the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, which wanted someone with a stronger sport fishing background. But Walker says this time around, he's confident Ruffner's appointment will go through. Walker's other nominees include Alan Kane, a former wildlife trooper to replace Robert Mumford, who announced he's resigning in March. And Israel Payton was tapped to replace Tom Kluberton, who's not seeking another term after his expires in June. On the game side, Walker named Guy Trimmingham and Nathan Turner. All those picks are still subject to confirmation by the legislature. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.